Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that ye were ensamples to all that believe in Macedonia and Achaia. 1 Thessalonians 1:5-6. The gospel which converts the soul to Jesus Christ is a message of words. Who shall tell thee words whereby thou and all thy house shall be saved? Acts 11:14. The gospel came also in the power of the Holy Ghost. The gospel is a revelation from God. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, Galatians 1:12. The gospel has not originated in the mind of man, but rather is the spoken word of God. The gospel is a revelation of the mind of God, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, 1 Corinthians 2:10. In receiving the gospel, the Thessalonians had become followers of God. The gospel is not to be simply a pleasant message which we desire to hear, but must be received into the heart. The gospel has the power to convert, change the heart of the hearer. The gospel had been received in assurance. We who hear the gospel must be assured of its power to save. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, Romans 1:16. The gospel, when preached, has the power to convince the hearer of sin and the need to change our life. The Thessalonians had been worshippers of idols, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, 1 Thessalonians 1:9. The gospel had turned their hearts to the service of God. We must serve God. We must hear the gospel of God as God has delivered the gospel. We must hear the gospel as God has spoken. Receiving the gospel had caused affliction for the Thessalonians. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for His sake. Philippians 1:29. As you hear the gospel, receive the gospel, and turn from the idols of your life to serve the living and true God. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.